security concerns are growing about the new Pokemon Go app, but this time about what it can do to your phone. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, apart from robbers and traffic problems involving people playing the game, this is an internal issue. Ex-Mission President Pete Ashdown says Pokemon Go requires a login, and the one through Nintendo has been so overwhelmed they shut it down, so you have to log in using your Google account, and that has a bug on the Apple devices, and it grants full access to all your Google items.
Which means your calendars, your email, anything you do with Google would potentially be accessible by Nintendo or Niantic, the programmers of Pokemon Go.
Ashdown says both Google and Niantic say they are addressing the problem, but it's wide open for now. He says check your Google privacy settings for how much access the app has and change your passwords. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
While you are trying to catch Pokemon, Pokemon can read your email and access a ton of data. Security experts are raising the alarm about this new app that's so popular. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, the app is collecting location, storage, contact, and camera data from all those users. And right now, you have to log in with your Google account. And that means on an Apple device that Nintendo and Niantic can now read your email, Google Drive docs, look at your search history, and more. Ex-Mission President Pete Ashdown says you should go into google.com/privacy and fix that.
When you see Pokemon Go, it should say something to the effect that this app has access to everything. It doesn't need access to everything, and I'd recommend for now shutting it down.
That will also limit your ability to play the game. Ashdown says he tends to think it's just incompetence instead of a conspiracy to get at your private information, but it's happening. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio. Well,